I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are doing a Yahoo Sports Hockey Podcast short this afternoon. It's Justin Cuthbert at JC Cuthbert. Or at Cuthbets if you're looking for my gambling content, because that's what we're going to talk about now with a Stanley Cup final betting preview. And of course, it's the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Colorado Avalanche in this year's Stanley Cup final. And if you've been following and tailing, then you're sitting pretty. This is going to be a little self-indulgent off the top, but I have to explain, my process here in order to make smart bets for the Stanley Cup final. And full transparency, I have futures bets on both teams. One is more lucrative than the other, and that's sort of reflected in the odds, but we'll get into all of that. But I kind of got to take you through from start to finish so that we sort of understand exactly where we should be going here. So Colorado opened the season at plus 600-ish, 650, maybe you could find it at, as the Stanley Cup favorites coming into the season. And I really wanted to find a way to bet them, but that seemed a little bit short to me, a little steep. I didn't really want to get involved at that price because I thought there might be an opportunity later on. That did present itself with the Avalanche kind of sputtering out of the gate. It wasn't too serious, but they didn't have the most dominant start. And I think the number jumped up to maybe 700 or something like that. And I jumped on it then. However, as you probably know, with all the commercials that you see, sports gambling became legal in Ontario, where I am. So all the futures bets I had on certain sites got wiped away. So I lost that, had to rebuild. But thankfully, I had a lot that still survived and, well, some that I wish didn't survive. But anyway, I had to look again for another way to get on the Avalanche. And I was presented with this like boost opportunity at plus 400 when they were really like plus 350 or something. And I didn't love it, but I had the fear of missing out. I thought Colorado was the team to win this year. And I had been waiting for a price, and even that small little boost got me. But I jumped on at some point in April at plus 400. And I also have the Lightning at plus 1100. So they are the underdogs. And of course, that's reflected in what I have. But I got them, I think, after game six of the first round versus the Maple Leafs. So pretty happy with that number, hoping, obviously, for financial reasons, that the Lightning do, in fact, win the Stanley Cup. But I think, like, it's convenient, right? You have money on both of them. Well, let me take you through everything that I did this year, because I think it's worth sort of talking about the building a portfolio aspect of sports betting, especially on futures bets. I've invested, full transparency, 9.5 units into the Stanley Cup market this season. I had three preseason bets, one unit on the New York Islanders, awful, a half a unit on the Florida Panthers, which was pretty good. And some of the reason why, in fact, I went with Tampa Bay at plus 1100, because I thought, okay, I'll have a decent number in the conference final, and that team would be a favorite if the Lightning got past the Leafs, which I felt pretty confident in. Also had one unit on the Vegas Golden Knights, which is also an awful decision. So not a great start for me, although I did predict that the Panthers would be pretty good. In season, I added a unit on the St. Louis Blues at a really long price. I just thought, hey, this is one of the 7-8 teams that I think can win, and the price did not reflect that. I think they were maybe like middle of the table and the odds were very good. So I jumped on that. And of course, I got that boost, three units on Colorado weeks before the postseason began. Now, this process continues all the way up to it. So during round one, again, I got those two units on the Lightning down. And then during round three, when it looked like the Rangers might have the Lightning, I put a unit on the Rangers as a break-even fail-safe because I thought that it, they might go down, and I definitely wanted this guaranteed profit or at least guaranteed break-even scenario in the Stanley Cup final. Now, I'm not sure this is all positive expected value and all that stuff that you hear when receiving or giving gambling advice. But I do believe in building, as I mentioned, a futures portfolio and investing in a market, and more importantly, rectifying mistakes. If I didn't rectify mistakes, if I didn't bet back into this market, I'd just be down 2.5 units, I think it is. I try over the course of the season to pick up value in all applicable markets. And now with the Avalanche and Lightning guaranteed to win, one of those two teams, I'm guaranteed to be up 5.5 units at least, and as many as 12.5 units if the Lightning do in fact hoist the Stanley Cup. Now, more self-indulgence, because the best example of building a position or buying or investing into a market that I have, at least right now, is the Conn Smythe Trophy. Now, that process obviously began at the start of the postseason. I put down 5 half unit bets as a start just to sort of get the ball rolling. So half units on Johnny Gaudreau, because I thought Calgary had a decent chance to be in a conference final. Alexander Barkov, because I believed in the Florida Panthers at the time. Andre Vasilevsky, Nathan MacKinnon, and Cale Makar. So what I'm doing here, at least what I'm doing when I'm thinking about the Conn Smythe Trophy, I'm identifying teams that have a chance to win and the player who will likely receive the credit if those teams do win. And now 3 of those 5 are still applicable in the Stanley Cup final. I had Vasilevsky at plus 3,300. He's now down to plus 400. I had Nathan MacKinnon at plus 1,400. He's down to plus 210. And Cale Makar at plus 1,800. He is the favorite right now to win the Conn Smythe Trophy at plus 200. So seeing these prices drop is an awesome thing. Obviously, that's what you want to see. But this is a one outcome event. So you can't cash all of these bets or take advantage of the fact that all these prices have dropped. But if you do build that futures portfolio, if you build that position properly, you'll be in great shape. And I am in great shape holding on to those 3 tickets. And I did add, because that's what you do. You continue to mine value over time, even if you liked what you saw out of round one with Makar, MacKinnon, and Vasilevsky. So after round one, I put a half unit on Jacob Slavin because I thought Carolina had a decent chance to go far. That proved out to be an awful decision, but it was plus 2,700. It was worth sort of a little hedge. I put a half unit on Jordan Binnington at a large price. I think it was plus 5,500 because if Colorado was going to trip up, it was St. Louis who was next up for them. And that was a really long shot odd and a chance I thought St. Louis had to go to the Stanley Cup final, and Binnington was going to play that key role. I put another unit on Andre Vasilevsky at plus 2,900 at the time and another unit on Cale Makar at plus 650. Then after round two, put another unit on Nathan MacKinnon because he was just a mega star in that series versus St. Louis, and another unit on Andre Vasilevsky at plus 850. Again, same sort of thing happened for me in round three. As a hedge, I grabbed Igor Shesterkin 1 unit because the Rangers were threatening, and if anyone was going to get credit for that, it was going to be Shesterkin. Shesterkin was going to win the Conn Smythe Trophy if the Rangers won the Stanley Cup. So I thought at a long shot, odd and an ability to basically cover off any loss, that was a decent hedging opportunity, especially with how much I had on Andre Vasilevsky. So all told, 8.5 units so far into the Conn Smythe Trophy market. And if Vasilevsky wins, we stand to improve that by 4 or 5 times, I think, and close to double that, or maybe even more with Makar or MacKinnon winning, which is great, being up 8.5 units minimum, unless there's one sneaky underdog that we'll talk about a little later. That is a great upshot if you're gambling on this market. We do have that one blind spot, though. I'll get into it now. Why not? And that's the emergence of Nikita Kucherov, who inexplicably, in my mind, has shorter odds to win the Conn Smythe Trophy compared to Andre Vasilevsky. And this is something I disagree with wholeheartedly, not because I stand to profit majorly if Vasilevsky wins. I just don't think there's an argument for Kucherov beyond like a lifetime achievement award sort of thing. Like, just looking at what they've done through 3 rounds, I would give Vasilevsky the edge, even though Kucherov is the leading scorer for the Tampa Bay Lightning. But more important than that, I think I think the situation in the Stanley Cup final sets up perfectly for Vasilevskiy to shine. But if in some way Kucherov gets the edge, let's say there's a couple hat-trick, he plays out of his mind, he's one of the main reasons why Tampa lifts the cup, I might have to identify that at some point. Like if he has a major performance, I might have to bail out. I might have to throw something on Kucherov during the Stanley Cup final to ensure some profits, even when the Lightning just winning the Stanley Cup will cover all that off. I just want to make sure I don't waste away the fact that I have such great odds on Vasilevskiy and the ability to double up at least if Colorado wins the Stanley Cup. Anyway, I think it was important to preface the betting opportunities that the series presents with that context, because it's going to impact what I'm going to do here and what I'm planning to do. And part of the reason why it's important is because I like the Tampa Bay Lightning. And again, I stand to profit more so from the Lightning winning than the Avalanche winning. There were some plus 170s hanging around early on the Lightning for the team that has the superior netminder, regardless of who goes in for Carolina or Colorado. They should get the bigger boost from the injury list with Braden Point being closer, at least it seems, than Nazem Kadri, and probably more capable when it comes down to it. And they also have the history of not just winning the Stanley Cup the last two seasons, but solving opposing teams is really their forte. So if I didn't have money on each and more to gain with a Tampa victory, I would have played the Lightning to win the series at plus 170 immediately. And I still would advocate for it at plus 155 where it stands currently, because I believe this is closer to a coin flip series. I would also look at the series spread and the Lightning plus 1.5 games. So to either win the series or lose in seven is at minus 150. That's what's being offered on the Lightning right now. And again, it makes no sense for me to lay the juice on an outcome like that in my position. If we're going to go to positive EV, I don't think that's positive expected value. But I would be all over it probably if it was more in the minus 120 range, where it's more or closer to an even money scenario. But I do think that's a decent way to play it if you're just looking to jump in now and bet on the Stanley Cup final without really anything else going on. But in my position, I think it's putting in a little less to win a little bit more, as to not like carve into the profits I've already secured. So where I'm going to play the series, or what I'm looking at right now, is the Lightning in six at plus 575 and the Lightning to win in seven at plus 575 as well. Both of those are very interesting to me because I think if the Lightning are going to win, those are the most likely scenarios. And of course, plus 575, even if you make both bets, very nice profit. Colorado to win game one and lose the series also caught my eye at plus 475, but I think I'd rather consider betting the Lightning to win the series if they lose game one, rather than playing that, because I don't really know what game one is going to look like. The price probably wouldn't be plus 475 on the Lightning if they do lose game one. But like this rest versus rust thing is tricky, right? Because we saw with Tampa, the rest did not really benefit them at all. And Colorado's had 9 days off here between the Western Conference final and the Stanley Cup final here. But they also play at altitude. And I don't know how that's going to affect the Lightning coming in or how this series is going to look like immediately. I mean, the Lightning really are a team that gets a read on opponent first and then figures out a way to beat them. They've lost two of their three game ones so far. So I just don't want to mess with that. And I think it would be wiser to just wait and see if you want to put a series bet on the Lightning, because there's a good chance they lose game one. And there's also a good chance that Colorado has a lot of it early on, I think, and the Lightning winning a little bit later. And that's why I identified Lightning in six and Lightning in seven as potential bets for me. Other things to consider. Series total games over 5.5 is minus 180. The problem with this is it's going to be real sweaty if Colorado wins the first two, because then they only need to win one in Tampa Bay to have that opportunity to close out in five on the road. And then you've spent a lot to make very little at the minus 180, even though I think it going over five, getting to a six game is very, very likely. But the series total over 6.5, so going seven games, plus 210 is interesting. Of course, you need a game six, not just to happen, but for the result of it to go your way in order to win. But I think it does set up for a hedge out opportunity with that plus money. You've secured your profit. If you're confident in the series going to game six, you can find a way for that to work for you. As for the Conn Smythe Trophy, I think it's hard to play either Cale Makar or Nathan MacKinnon at plus 200, plus 210, 220 each. It's a coin flip series. It's a coin flip between them. So I think right there, the value is sucked out. I go back to Andre Vasilevsky, who is the value play, at least in my eyes, at plus 400. I cannot imagine voters wouldn't want to vote for him, given the opportunity it provides to tell a legacy story. This is a goaltender threatening to be the best at his position of all time, if not the most clutch and critical piece to a modern day dynasty. The narrative is there, but more importantly, the numbers back up that narrative, which sort of makes it a slam dunk, at least for me, I think. I guess the voters, as I mentioned, could go Kucherov, who has the more points than anyone in the last three previous postseasons combined by like a mile. He has been fantastic. He has been someone who's maybe could be considered at least a little bit hard done by, but it's legacy over sympathy for me all day. So if you don't have a position on the Conn Smythe, I would be looking at Andre Vasilevsky plus 400. It was plus 450 when it opened, I believe, and yesterday, or when it reopened after the Stanley Cup final was set. I believe that was to start the week. But again, as I mentioned, I have to consider the possibility of Kucherov winning and making a bet to cover my ass. The other name, and I really think it's a four-horse race, but Steven Stamkos maybe is on the fringe of that discussion. If he was lights out, there's a chance, I guess, because the narrative is also there. The personal redemption arc is there, but he would have to be spectacular, I think, to wrest it away from either Vasilevsky or Kucherov in the event that the Lightning win. So to tie up my plans here, with either outcome creating profit, if you've been following me, then you're in the same position, and the payouts reflecting the current odds where you get a little bit more to bet on the Lightning, a lot more actually, I'm going to hold off until at least game one and see if it's worth betting on the Lightning in series. But for now, I'm going to scoop up some longer shot markers just to hold for later on, low risk to set up either hedging or cherry on top opportunities. So the Lightning in six and seven at plus 575 each, I'm going to call those official plays. And hopefully, if you're following along and you're invested in the Conn Smythe Trophy market, it's Vasilevsky and not Kucherov if the Lightning cash either in six or seven. It's Vasi who leads the Lightning in terms of importance in those late series elimination opportunities. We're just catching up to the betting thing like everybody else, because of course it was legalized this year. But hopefully we're going to infiltrate it more and more into our coverage. Obviously we have here in the Stanley Cup final, but as we set up next year, we're going to do a lot more of this and figure out ways to try and make some money specifically in the NHL futures market, because that's my favorite way to bet on sports. We will have the Stanley Cup final on lock here at Yahoo Sports. We got Zone Time. We got the Yahoo Sports Hockey Podcast. We've got In the Mentions making its return with Omar. It's all great stuff over the next 2 weeks with a dream Stanley Cup final. I hope you follow along with us, and I hope you make some money and cash some of those Conn Smythe futures. You can follow me at JC Cuthbert and Cuthbets. We'll have more and more betting and NHL content to go. And we'll take a little break in the summer, but we'll be back, and it's going to be a great Stanley Cup final. So thanks again for listening, and thanks for tuning in this entire season. It's been a great year, and it's been capped off with a fantastic Stanley Cup final.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.